There is a danger in the word someday when what it means is not this day. Someday I will repent. Someday I will forgive him. Someday I will speak to my friend about the church. Someday I will start to pay tithing. Someday I will return to the temple. Someday. The scriptures make the danger of delay clear. It is that we may discover that we have run out of time. The God who gives us each day as a treasure will require an accounting. We will weep, and he will weep. If we have intended to repent and to serve him in tomorrows which never came, or dreamt of yesterdays where the opportunity to act was past, this day is a precious gift of God. The thought, someday I will, can be a thief of the opportunities of time and the blessings of eternity. There is solemn warning and counsel in the words recorded in the Book of Mormon. And now, as I said unto you before, as you have had so many witnesses, therefore I beseech of you that you do not procrastinate the day of your repentance until the end. For after this day of life, which is given us to prepare for eternity, behold, if we do not improve our time while in this life, then cometh the night of darkness, wherein there can be no labor performed. Ye cannot say, when ye are brought to that awful crisis, that I will repent, that I will return to my God. Nay, ye cannot say this. For the same spirit which doth possess your bodies at the time you go out of this life, that same spirit will have power to possess your body in that eternal world. Then Amulek warns that procrastinating your repentance and service can cause the Spirit of the Lord to withdraw from you. But with the warning, he gives this hope. And this I know, because the Lord hath said he dwelleth not in unholy temples, but in the hearts of the righteous doth he dwell.